Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here now, as always. Thanks for tuning in. Yes, indeed. Thanks for tuning in on a Sunday night. Getting ready for the next week here. And everybody, please, I beg of you, hang on in there. Things will get better here. Okay, speaking of getting better. Live sports was on this weekend here. I don't know why here. I still enjoy wrestling. And I saw a doggone good interview with Mick Foley, how he started wrestling off there. And was pretty amazing how he started off there and how he made his own breaks here. If you don't get a chance to watch Fox Sports, the Mick Foley story, was on there. Pretty doggone good indeed here. But I can't teach you anymore. Rory McIlroy, he hit a $1.1 million shot in a charity in a dramatic fashion there in the COVID-19 relief match there. What he did was they played 18 holes, him and a bunch of other golfers. I really don't care at this point there, you know, because I'm not really a big golf fan unless, you know, I see everybody participating there, you know, these charity things here. I don't want to go on and do much more. But it was the 19th hole or sudden death that this guy, Rory McIlroy, made the shot for the $1.1 million. There's one game I've never understood in golf is the skins game, and I don't want to try. The next relief match here will be Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning set off to square against Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson in a charity golf match called the Match Championship for Charity. Mickelson and Brady will tee off against Woods and Manning at the Medalist Golf Club in Hobo, South Florida next Sunday. Yeah, it begins at 2 o'clock here. Guess is on the Turner Broadcasting Networks of Fame here, which is the following TNT, TBS, True TV, HLN, which is one of their headline news stations there. Yeah, so, you know, you'll get a whiff of that. Then some. Also, another event I saw today was NASCAR at Darlington there. Kevin Harlick, and by the way, he's the points leader there. He got his first win of the particular season there in this weird kind of racing car extravaganza there. It was funny because one of the things that went wrong in this particular there, the Joe Gibbs racing team, number 18, which is Kyle Busch there, they failed the pre-race inspection twice on Sunday. And Darlington Raceway forcing the defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Busch to the rear of the field in the Real Heroes 400. And it's up to, besides wrecks and stuff in this particular occasion, they had stoppage time where basically they went so many miles and they were allowing the drivers to go in and fill up their tires and get gasoline and, you know, make phone calls to the wife and kids and stuff there a couple of times before they have their meat car, driving Bal back out there on the racetrack and get restarted again. And they had to be in series of two because they will only let 20 cars in at a time to do this particular procedure for the next 20 cars where you would go into the paddocks and get filled up, gas up, and, you know, get a ham sandwich or something and before they came back out, and then they can be restarted and start the race again. And I've never seen that before. And you probably have never seen it either. So stay tuned, boys and girls, you know. More racing, I do believe, this upcoming Tuesday or Wednesday there, you know. But they're supposed to have, like, 6 more races in 10 more days here. The Detroit Lions agreed to terms of a contract with their fourth-round draft pick, Logan Steinberg, according to tweets Sunday from the offensive guard's representative, which is called his agent. I said, congratulations to the client, L.B. Steinberg, on agreeing on a terms of 4-year deal with the Detroit Lions. JL Sports wrote it on Twitter, which is his representatives getting the job done for Steinberg and getting him a real-life contract. So for 4 years, he has a job there. Steinberg became the first of 9 2020 draft picks by the Detroit Lions to agree to a rookie deal there. They still got more work to do, I'd say, Detroit Lions, in signing the other rookies that they proclaimed they got there. You know, the first round draft choice, he's going to ask for a bucket of money, or maybe a pillowcase sack full of money there. By the way, Steinberg is listed at 6'6", 317 pounds. He started 39 games, consecutive games at University of Kentucky, where he was the big man on campus. Let's move on. Yes. You know, I didn't know this, but Bruce Brown had a thumb surgery last month there, and he's ready to play if the NBA season ever gets resumed again there. Brown said during a video conference on Friday that a ligament was placed back into his thumb bone. And I guess that's the reason he says he was not playing to any kind of consistency there. So have to get with Detroit Pistons there and get more information on this here. I got this from one of the colleagues who got the whiff of the video conference, which, by the way, this is how we get information now until we're allowed back in locker rooms and stuff like that there. And you think this is funny, wait till you get some of the other information I give you on the show. You'll scream. Now, if the season was to start, he would be back, and he said he's, you know, timeline was 6 weeks, but again, you know, ain't nothing been happening for almost about 8 weeks now. So Brown said he's ready to play through the problem. He played with the problem during the season, and he said, well, sometimes it could be very painful, but again, the Pistons, and I can't stand it when teams are not honest about certain particulars there, but you continue to press on with players who are injured and basically can't do their doggone and give 110%. And why would someone want to get less than 100%, especially when you're paying all this money to an athlete there who basically he spent his life doing what he's doing, which is playing basketball there. And I've heard so much boasting and bragging about Brown, but I haven't seen it. I've seen it in the nits and crannies there. But hopefully that's the surgery and his thumb being healed. I know I got to look at my thumb there. It's been coming out of place here and there. And my doctor said it's arthritis. Like, looking at it, said, I know what it is. Until I get an x-ray, the MRI there, I'll know exactly what's going on here. But don't tell my doctor that, you know. Now, speaking of Major League Baseball there, I was watching the Tigers and the Oakland Athletics at Comerica Park, which, by the way, in 2006, I was there in right field because that's where they had majority of the media people sitting beside the press box, which was damn crowded here. So the auxiliary portion of the press box was spread out in right field there, where we could see and also get to an elevator and all this other good stuff there to get downstairs and do interviews and all that other. And it was cold. really freezing out there. It got cold as the night went on there. But the place was crowded. No one left. And by golly, Magnia Donias, two home runs in that game there. The big time one was in the ninth inning there. And the Tigers went to their first World Series in about 18 years. How about that? Or after 18 years, maybe. You know, it could be. I could be wrong. I think I am wrong. 2084, well, yes, they've been to playoff games and stuff. So let's count 18 years, okay? Just be cool there. However, it was a pretty good doggone game to watch on TV there. And some of the old-fashioned games that you don't get to watch too much though. I don't want to give it away because you might get to see it again, too. Major League Baseball is looking at somewhat, it reminds me, Sandlot Baseball here. Under this year, that new protocol with the deal on the contract with the new, with the coronavirus going into, in effect there, you know, it's going to be a whole lot of things that's going to quit here. You know, players are not going to be allowed to shower in the ballpark. Just wear your uniform and go home. They're discouraging players to arrive in uniform. Possibly, you know, discouraging and the players possibly, I got that all ass backwards here, possibly arriving in their uniform like they did, you know, when we were like little leaguers or something there, you know. Just dress at home here. Undress at home. Team personnel would be banned from eating in the restaurant on road trips. So how are they going to eat here? They give them a box of McDonald's or something? I don't know how that's going to work out here. Even Philly Fanatic and the Detroit Tigers mascot, maybe Mr. Met, you're not going to see them running, ripping and running and stuff there like you see in Korean baseball, Japanese baseball, where they have plain to see cheerleaders out there, no fans out there, cheerleaders out there rooting the players on and hollering and throwing pom-poms out there. None of that in Major League Baseball, which is going to make me very sad. Okay? The traditional exchange of the lineup cards, that's going to be eliminated. Along with the high fives, the fist bumps, and no bat boys or no bat girls, according to the 87-page draft of Major League Baseball's proposal of 2020. I just got it. I'm going to go through it like a fine-tooth comb, boys and girls, and I'm quite sure I will find something else that will be basically odd, but this is what they're planning to do, or with the permission of the Major League Baseball Players Association, this is what's going to happen. You know, copy was sent to the team Friday. Like I said, I got a hold to this today on Sunday there. And it was obtained by the Associated Press there. And the first guideline was reported by the Athletic Guide, subject to negotiation. That's where the Major League Players Association is going to go to bat and get their one to do there. And they're going to have a certain amount of period of time to agree to some of this or all of it or straighten out what they don't like there. Teams will be allowed to have 50 players under the plan with a number of active players for each game. That still needs to be negotiated. Spitting is prohibited along with water jugs, the use of sauna, steam rooms, pools, and chirotherapy chambers there, which they do have those in the ballpark there. So you can turn into a stone. Hitting indoor cages is going to be discouraged. Batting gloves are encouraged, by the way, boys and girls. Batting practice pitchers are not wearing, they're going to have to wear masks. Dugout telephones are going to be disinfected after each use. That means if somebody get on the phone, that means somebody's going to trail behind them and wipe off with wipes and stuff there. And I'm quite sure the cameras are going to make sure that that happens. Players are not to touch their face or give signs. They're not allowed to lick their fingers. Teams are going to be encouraged to hold meetings outdoors, okay? Players are going to be spread apart. Teams will be asked to respond to their suggestions and input by May the 22nd. so there, boys and girls. You have it all in a nutshell. And by Sunday the 24th, we'll find out who agree, disagree, and therefore. Phyllis George, if you've never heard this lady here, she was a former Miss America winner who went on to become the first female broadcaster to cover the NFL and later the first lady of Kentucky as she married a nice guy named John Y. Brown Jr. She died at the age of 70 today. Her ex-husband, John Brown Jr., told the Lexington Herald Leader on Saturday that she had suffered. She died on Thursday. Let me put that straight to you there. I didn't get the information until this morning here when I was looking things up here and confirming this here. And what happened was on Saturday, she suffered. You know, when we got the information, it was on Saturday, but she suffered from a rare blood disorder, which I knew about. It's been going on for quite some time, and that was during the time she was a broadcaster for CBS Sports in the NFL. Yeah. And her and Jim the Greek did not get along at all, but she had a rare blood disorder, and she's been fighting that for so many years, and she succumbed from it on this past Thursday there. A very herald lady, very polite lady indeed. I got to meet her a couple times when I was younger. Young kid here. You know, NFL occasionally on Thanksgiving Day would do the football games and their pregame show live from the stadium, which again was going back then and there was Tiger Stadium there, where the NFL team would cram up at Tiger Stadium to do the show and whatever it may be. And early in the morning, then they would run like hell to get on a plane to get home to have Thanksgiving meals that night. Britt Musburger and Irv Cross, Jimmy the Greek, and Phyllis George were there. I remember that because my dad worked for CBS Sports. Voila. Ah, boy. She was a Miss Texas. She won the Miss Texas title. Then she won the Miss America pageant. 5 years later, she got a job co-hosting the NFL Today on CBS and become one of the first women to cover professional football on the national level. During her time at CBS, George was also a broadcaster for several major horsing events there because the lady lived in Kentucky, whose husband, again, was the governor of Kentucky. And, yeah, you get it, the Kentucky Derby there. And she was very good at it, too, including the Belmont Stakes and the Preakness, which CBS did broadcast at the point in time. The Kentucky Derby was done back in the old days by ABC. And we're sorry to hear of that particular there. Our condolences to the Browns and the Brown family and the George family as well. That pioneer in broadcasting for women here. And led to a lot of things here. Last Friday night, I don't know what came over me here, but I was watching the Tonight Show or something there. I don't know what made me do that. I normally go and watch some comedy or something of that nature, some cartoons on. Well, I ended up watching this, but Dwayne The Rock Johnson was on the show there. And I didn't know that he had, you know, I knew he had three daughters, but I did not know his teenage daughter joined the WWE. She signed a contract with the World Wrestling Entertainment, you know, just as she was 18 years old in February, I understand. Johnson's 48 years old. Her daughter is, of course, if you don't know her, she's Simone Alexandra Johnson there. And like I said, I saw this on Friday here. I just had to type it out here and tell you and share the festivity. It was on Jimmy Fallon there. And she did this back in February. So, and apparently, when the interview there, that Johnson had always and had often what she would be training with Johnson and be thrown around and whatnot here. At 16 years old, she'd been training to get in the WWE there. So beware, folks. Another star is coming. Simone, I don't know what she's going to call herself, but her daddy's proud of her. Oh, and finally, there's another piece of information that's really wacky, you know. DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar, they was released from Broward County Jail on Sunday, a day after surrendering to felony charges stemming back to a cookout at a Merrimack home. And that, I do believe that's in Florida there. Baker posted a $200,000 bond after a Zoom hearing with Broward Circuit County Michael Davis there. My brother's name Michael, and he's a Davis. I know it's not him. The New York Giants, I should say here, defended the charge with four counts of armed robbery and along with a firearm and four counts of aggravated assault with a firearm on Wednesday's incident that all this crap broke loose here. And Dunbar is charged with a four felony counts of armed robbery there. He's with the Seattle Seahawks. They posted a $100,000 bond. Baker and Dunbar were attending a cookout on Wednesday night when the fight broke out, and Baker pulled out his handgun and that's what the warrant said. Baker and Dunbar and two other men began robbing people, thousands of dollars, watches, and other valuables, witnesses told investigators. The players must have some guilt, too, because the players' lawyer said they had witnesses, too, who would clear them. So they're really not too worried about this particular incident there getting in trouble or whatever it may be, because they have witnesses. Of course, they paid that $200,000 and $100,000 bond there. That is no peanuts here, I tell you. That's a lot of money. And with that, we end this particular version of Butch on Sports on Sunday night here. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You can check me on Facebook, boys and girls, always on Facebook, Butch on Sports. Just go to the Butch on Sports page and check it on out. You can press some buttons and voila, you're here. This show, along with, you go to Podomatic, where the website is available for Butch on Sports. You can type in SimpleButchTOO.podomatic.com. Oh yeah, and get the goodies right there. Also, you can go to the Game Sports Show, and the Game Sports Show .podbean.com is where you can get that. And by the way, yes, indeed. You have nothing else to do. After 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, you can go to those particular websites and hear the Game Sports Show, which I am always honored to be on there with Scott Nason, E.J. Russell, and again, Dave McKay. Okay? Hey. 6 or 8 o'clock if you're up in that area there, but you can always get it on the website there. Around my 9:30 will be posted here. Other than that, I want you to start off with a very good week and a very good week indeed here. If you're in Southeast Michigan, buckle down. We're going to have rain and a whole lot of other good stuff. But, hey, buckle down there. And stay safe.